Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex. He is King. He is Ski. Join our Discord. Now is a good time to join our Discord. If you're listening to this and you're not in our Discord, join our Discord. Sports Brewery in Discord. Can I say Discord any more times? Join our Discord. It's Sports Brewery in that. Your movie is next week. So now is the time to get in there. Give us your suggestion for a movie you would like us to watch and then listen to us talk about. It is Tubi month still, so get on Tubi. It's a free app. Get the Tubi app. The reason it's free is because they play a whole bunch of commercials on there, but download the Tubi app and pick a movie on there for us to watch. Generally, the theme when we first started talking about it was like movies with famous people that look like they shouldn't be movies, but we went away from that pretty quick. But if you want to choose a movie like that would be, that'd be dope. That'd be a dope way to finish this out. My movie is this week, and it is Night Shift. Came out in 1982. It is, again, on Tubi. 1982, the year I was born, so that's how old this fucking
is. Is this the oldest movie we've watched?
Can't be. It might be. We haven't watched any 70s movies, have we?
We watched Jaws, didn't we?
We did watch Jaws.
Jaws is the oldest.
That's it. That's it.
We watched Alien 1, right? And not Aliens. Yes.
No, we watched Aliens.
Was it Aliens?
Was it just Aliens?
I think
Jaws. Yeah. Jaws has to be the oldest. Unless someone picked like Taxi or something. Taxi Cab or whatever that is. Yeah.
Taxi Cab Driver. Confessions?
Taxi Driver, yeah.
That's not a movie. Not a movie, King.
It is cinema.
It is.
Again, like you were talking about on Thursday, you didn't watch Night Court. It's not a TV show.
That is cinema.
That's cinema.
Fucking anything with John Lauriquette is cinema. And Harry Anderson.
There's no argument. Let's see. My movie's Night Shift. It has a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's crazy. They never give 80s things that aren't like the, what they call like classics. This isn't classic
the prestige
cinema. Yeah,
cinema.
This isn't classic cinema.
So check this out, though. So 93% of Rotten Tomatoes, 6.5 on IMDb, 63 on Metacritic. So yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, like, that's.
I don't know. Like, do with that information what you will. But a 93%, like, the reason I chose this movie is because I heard it was really good. I'd never seen it before, but I'd heard it's really good. When I used to work in radio, Tannen used to talk about this movie all the time, about being like one of his favorite movies from like the 80s. And so I've always wanted to watch it. So
it's a big movie for people's careers, for sure.
Totally. So. Which makes sense. So as I get into the cast here, because 1982, we're talking Henry Winkler. Henry Winkler, and I'll get
He's
to the director.
He's the
Fonz.
I'll
get to the director
point.
Of this afterwards, yeah. Too. But Henry Winkler, the Fonz, coming off of the Fonz, maybe wanting people to not see him as the Fonz anymore, and takes a role where he pretty much acts like Henry Winkler.
Which is it for us in our generation. Like, I didn't watch Happy Days. That was before my time.
Monday, Tuesday,
like,
Happy Days.
I've seen it, but I wasn't like so my idea of Winkler.
Joni and Chachi?
Insane to me of people that would have only known Winkler as like the coolest person on earth.
Ever, right?
Henry Winkler, the coolest person possible. That is a crazy thought to have.
And what do we know Winkler from?
Little now Nikki. It's from Barry, but to me it's the Waterboy.
And Waterboy.
Yeah.
Little Nicky, Waterboy,
Barry is
Sandler.
Still up there. Barry is that probably what I would say now. Yeah.
And wasn't he he was like the lawyer dad on Parks and Rec, wasn't he?
Was he in Arrested Development?
He was in Arrested Development. Yeah. But he was also in he was in Parks and Rec. He was Jean Ralphio and the sister's dad. Yeah.
Because I know him as that comedian, like that, like his shtick, which is Fonzie is the complete opposite of that.
Absolutely.
Like, so this would have been like a great. This was like this. You were right. This is Henry Winkler, I think, in this movie.
As Henry Winkler.
As Henry Winkler.
He's like the sweetest, nicest guy ever. Yes. Like, just really quiet, down to earth dude.
Possibly a little naive, you could say. Yeah. Just as he might not be himself, but his character.
I love that you said Little Nicky, by the way. Anytime we can bring up Little Nicky to King.
So I did.
Yeah. Worst movie ever.
Hey, listeners, see if that is on Tubi.
Why don't you like Little Nicky?
Yeah, it was on Tubi. Pick it.
Terrible.
What's your problem, King? Why don't you like it? All right, Henry Winkler as Chuck Lumley. Michael Keaton as Bill Blazowski. Just call him Blaze. Shelley Long as Belinda Keaton. Shelley Long, you guys, just mwah. Like Shelley Long honestly has like one of the more impressive runs as like an actor, like in our time.
Grease wasn't before this, right? Grease was like mid 80s.
No, Grease was before this.
Was it? Yeah. Was that late for 70s sure. in?
Yes. Hmm. Yeah. Grease was 70s, but then she was on like Cheers too.
Well, that was a little she later, yeah.
Like, I mean, the Troop Beverly Hills, like she was she was Brady Bunch. Like
I'm not gonna lie, I enjoyed that Beverly Hills Troop
fucking
movie.
Banger. You kidding banger. Me? Yeah, dude. Like she had a run, and her in this movie was like okay. I never, because we didn't see her Troop Beverly Hills. She wasn't doing shit like this, and I was like, oh. I had a similar reaction to Henry Winkler's character when she was making him eggs. A similar reaction. I was like, oh, I didn't know you had it like that, Shelley Long. Good for you. Good for you.
But did you have that reaction to Keaton? Because this is no, but as you said, Henry Winkler, you had a reaction of like, oh, like, because we don't really see Keaton as this crazy, wacky.
This is stand-up comedy era.
Yes,
Michael Keaton.
Yeah. I believe this is his first actual like major movie, yeah. And he beat out, get this, Mickey Rourke and Kurt Russell for this role.
Yeah, he's much better than they would have been in this role. Yeah, by far. And it wasn't what's his name? Really famous Yellowstone actor.
Oh, did you guys see him in it?
No, I was looking for him.
Kevin Costner's first movie.
So Kevin Costner, first movie, he was one of like the frat guys.
Yeah,
and I kept looking for him, but I didn't see him. So I don't know.
He's the only frat guy that like has his sweaters or the like, frat sweaters. Yeah. He had it like tied around his waist. So he.
Oh, it was probably on purpose. So he would like
try to stand out.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And also in this movie was Drew Barrymore's mom. Like Jai Barrymore, I think her name is. Like, but yeah, Drew Barrymore's mom. I think I'm pretty sure she was one of the prostitutes.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of prostitutes in this movie. Let's see. Gina Hetch played Charlotte. Charlotte was the fiance of Henry Winkler, who has some rough hangups. Like that woman has been through some stuff that has got her to the place she is now. Like I'm just saying.
Body dysmorphia. Oh, she's just
oh my goodness. She also brutal. she did the Costanza thing where she was
in Seinfeld.
Well, she was eating while having sex.
Yeah.
Like what was the thing?
He'd eat a pastrami on rye.
The pastrami on rye in bed, and
the
he finally
salty
got
cured meat.
Salty cured.
the most sensual of all meats.
Cured meats, of course.
That is a brilliant storyline that was ripped right from Night Shift.
Pretty much.
Clearly. Larry David stealing ideas. You heard it here. Let's see. Bobby DiCiocco played Leonard Carbone. Clint Howard in this movie.
Always.
Jeffrey Durkin. Clint Howard, but when Clint Howard was a young man, he hadn't figured out his look yet.
Just like, go with it. Go with the look.
He hadn't figured out that he is just no hate. He's like a rich millionaire, had a great career, blah, blah, blah. But he's not an attractive man at all. Like, and I think he finally started owning that as his career went on.
I mean, we saw Tango and Cash. That's your lane, Clint.
Tango and Cash.
Cash. I mean,
A lot of crossover from this movie and Tango and Cash.
A little bit, yeah.
All right, I said it, Kurt Russell was up for this movie. I mean, once you get to the writers, we'll get even
also Richard Belzer in this movie.
Belzer,
great.
Always
name.
Great to see the Bells. Yeah.
Does Clint Howard like? What does he remind you of? He reminds me of a bug. Like to say, like you know, like someone from Candyland or whatever the Munchkins is too
Yeah.
easy, but he just reminds me of like an arachnid or something. Like you would just look at him and be like, and you'd be like, oh.
Like it was somebody wearing a Clint Howard suit? Is that what
Yeah,
you're saying? Like,
kind of.
yeah. Eger.
Water.
All right. So you were saying, Ski, getting to the writers, written by Lowell Ganz and Babalu Mandel.
Babalu, one of the greatest names in the history of cinema,
His actual
Babalu
name.
Mandel.
So Ganz and Mandel, check out the stuff that they wrote. I know you know this already, Ski, but they wrote A League of Their Own, City Slickers, Parenthood, Spies Like Us, 178 episodes of Laverne and Shirley. They wrote Forget Paris. They wrote Fever Pitch. They wrote Multiplicity. Of all of those, I think Multiplicity might be my favorite. But
Were they
just
not also the
under
writers of
four.
Happy Days?
No. Mm-mm.
I thought they were too. But
Nope.
you also left out City Slickers 2, The Search for
The
Curly
Search
Gold.
for Curly's Gold. Yeah. They
Yes.
wrote City Slickers 1, they wrote City Slickers 2
Yes.
as well. Yes, they did.
They are big Jack Palance fans, just
Holy
like
shit.
us.
And Keaton and Billy Crystal, clearly, because they did Forget Paris too. Like, oh,
Multiplicity.
Multiplicity is such an underrated movie. I don't know if you guys have seen it,
Yes.
Multiplicity, but that is a big favorite in my household growing up. Let's see. Movie directed by Little Ronnie Howard. So Ron Howard, we mentioned, his tie to Henry Winkler earlier. So this is not his first movie, but I think it
First
was like
bl first
first big
like
one.
Hollywood movie,
His first big budget movie.
big
Yeah.
budget movies.
Yeah, and sort of along the lines of Shelley Long, like I don't know anybody who has had a more prolific Hollywood career than Ron Howard. Like just 'cause he still acts. He produces a shit ton of stuff that is just really high
Well,
dollar,
that's
high
the.
quality stuff. He directs still. Like he has done so many
Think.
things, like Apollo 13, like just
It's pretty much him and Stallone
yeah, I
just do
mean, I
everything and have
guess.
been doing it since the
But
70s.
they do everything.
And they do
There's
everything,
all
yeah.
parts of Hollywood. Exactly. It's just crazy, crazy,
I
crazy.
mean, he threw himself in this movie. I don't know if you caught it, him in this.
Who was he? I missed it.
Remember when he was on the subway and he kept giving
Is
money to
this
the
a Goldie
saxophone?
Hawn bathtub scene thing again
No.
where I had to leave for the commercial?
There was the guy playing the saxophone on the subway trying to get money out of him, and
Was
he
that
writes the
him?
check. That was Ron Howard,
No shit.
yeah.
No way. See, now I gotta watch it again.
Writes him a fucking check,
He writes him a check, yeah. That's classic Henry Winkler's character in this
yes.
movie. He yeah. So I guess one of my takeaways from this movie, so I guess we should lay it out. So here's the description. I'll read it. Because it's great. Only for an 80s movie. A mild-mannered morgue attendant is assigned to the night shift, and his new coworker, along with his prostitute neighbor, convince him to run a prostitution ring out of the morgue. That's it. That's your movie. That's your movie. And one of my takeaways from this movie is that being a hooker in the 80s just looked like a fucking blast. Like if like I'm serious.
I don't know if
I
hookers from the
don't
80s would
know.
agree with you on
I
that.
don't think so either. But the way this movie portrayed it, with the exception of Shelley Long getting beat up once, like it, boy, they were having fun, you guys.
Did
Like,
the few amount of Johns they showed,
yeah.
not attractive men, which is I assume pretty standard for the profession. You're not getting the movie stars really if
Not
for
getting cream of the
a
crop.
as a I guess they're technically not streetwalkers because they're not out there hooking. They're escorts more than streetwalkers, so.
Well, let's set some definitions here. How do you define an escort? Like what's the difference?
That you call up to engage
Yeah,
and
it's
meet
the
in a
next step
hotel
up.
or yeah.
It's a meetup.
You're not on the
Gotcha.
streets trying to, pick up
Gotcha. You're
Johns.
not, yeah, you're not hitchhiking. You're,
Gotcha. Okay.
you don't got a thumb up that says
Yep.
10 bucks,
Yeah. Ass grass or gas grass or ass. Nobody rides for free. That was the 80s.
Another thing too in this movie is this is 1980s New York City. This is before.
Dirty.
This is before Giuliani
cleaned it all up.
Cleaned it all up.
This so is before you had, Mayor Dinkins.
Mayor Dinkins. Yeah, Mr. Dinkins, won't you please be my mayor? So you had triple X theaters. You had, you know, like literal prostitutes walking
what,
the streets.
What?
Like,
what? The very last scene. What? What was this club? Was it just like hanging out with naked ladies? No, people were fucking in it. It's like it's a cat house, right? Essentially, then.
Yeah, they had a room where people were having sex.
Yeah, all right. So it was a cat house. Yeah.
And by the way, like AstroTurf, like just fake plants fake hanging palm, everywhere. That is
King's dream is like that aesthetic right
that
there.
That aesthetic, yes. Give me some neon lights. Yep. Oh, baby.
Give me some palm trees, some pool. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
fake
tiger
palm
print,
trees.
Animal print things.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No, you would be dressed like Keaton was. Like with the, the animal print, the like toga. Yeah.
Tarzan 100%. Ass fucking.
Tarzan outfit, yeah. Oh my God, that place and like the halogen lights, like that place was the fucking worst. Oh my God. Hey, but you know, like
it encapsulated the 80s perfectly with all that.
You had naked women, you had fat old dudes with money, and you had
No, but like I said, this is even early 80s, but they got it perfect. My girlfriend was falling asleep when I threw this on to start watching. And,
congratulations on having a girlfriend.
Yep. Thank you. Thank
Getting
you.
Getting her to go to sleep.
I know. Well, that's the best time of the night.
Glory,
the best time
hallelujah.
Of the night. My 2 hours to myself when she goes to sleep.
My 2 hours watching broad. Night shift. Yeah.
Shut up, silly
Talk
woman.
Talk about a night shift.
Yeah. I'm going on the night shift now that you're asleep.
No, I can finally live.
No, but she's starting to go to sleep. And the first 5, if not 10 minutes of this movie is just heavy saxophone.
Oh yeah. And
she literally she pulls her like eye mask off. She's like, what the fuck are you watching? I was like, it's from the '80s. What can I do? It's the '80s. It's all saxophone
all
back then.
And
you know why?
You didn't bring up who the composer for this
go
movie
for
was.
Go
oh,
for
old
it.
Fucking Austin Powers legend, Burt Bacharach was the composer for this movie.
And you could tell.
Oh, yeah.
Literally the first 10 minutes of the movie. And by the way, like, and I'm not saying this, I like this movie. I really enjoyed it. But like the first 10 minutes are, it's just him playing the sax and a car driving.
Yes. A heavy sax, loud, heavy sax.
And nothing else. It's like the front of a car. Like, what are we? So in that, are we looking at the morgue car? Is that what we're supposed to
be? Yeah, that was the
hearse. At?
Yeah.
That was the hearse. You can't, you couldn't really tell because it was just showing the front of the car the entire scene.
Because back then, they weren't like the classic hearse, right? It was almost like a limo because that's what Keaton uses to, you know, haul around.
That's
prom.
Why he souped it up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he souped it up.
So you could tell, by the way, too, that there was a very, like, once they blew the budget hiring Burt Bacharach, they could also afford one more song. And it was the fucking Rolling Stones song.
The
Night Shift song? Yeah.
Yeah, because it's separate. It starts with just a lone saxophone, just doing the classic, like, you know, just deep baritone sax.
Yeah.
And then that leads into the opening credit song, which is heavy sax as well.
Yep.
The Night Shift theme song. Yep.
And then every time Michael Keaton was listening to music, it was always the same Rolling Stones song.
Yep, yeah. Same one.
Yep, kept singing it over and over again. Hey, kid, you like music? And then he just like starts singing the song. Like, Jesus Christ.
Do you guys like this Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
You like this wacky, like, hey, you know, almost Beetlejuice-esque, just not with the gravelly voice. But he's kind of all bouncing all over. It's the 80s. It's like he's coked up almost, it seems like.
Yeah.
Because he nonstop talking. I mean, Winkler tells him to shut the fuck up like multiple times because he's just constantly talking and moving around.
No, he gave huge cocaine energy in this movie. Like, really, really did. Like, nonstop talking, nonstop moving around. And this was his thing. I think this was his like stand-up shtick too.
Was it?
Was him being super energetic and yeah. So this makes sense.
Was that the? I guess you know I wasn't quite living at the time, but also like understanding.
I wasn't quite living at the time.
Was I was trying to remember like when was the transition of like doing like lewds and downers and stuff to that coke and into the uppers. Is that this time frame?
Like,
or was
70s,
that maybe,
I think.
Was that more
yeah.
into the 70s as opposed to 80s?
Disco, yeah.
Yeah.
1000% disco. But then it really blew up in the 80s.
But I feel like they were still mixed. They were still dabbling.
It was like, yeah, they was like coinciding
still,
with each other at this time still.
Yeah.
Fucking lewds.
I feel like 80s was more of the pure coke. There was coke for sure.
It was good stuff.
70s
though.
Disco. But I feel like, yeah, they were still mixing uppers and downers.
That's when it took off. Yeah.
Would you take some lewds if they were still a thing?
I'd take a quaalude.
Yeah. Like a 60s, 70s lewd.
Yeah. Like under like, you know, I wouldn't do it and go to like my kid's PTA meeting or something.
Go to bed.
But yeah.
Him go to sleep.
if there was some Pac-12 after dark or something.
Oh,
now we are talking.
ASU and Cal.
Oh yeah.
Why not?
Let me settle in.
8:15 kick because the first game went too late.
It went a little long. Yeah, they pushed it back a little bit.
Here's the perfect evening, guys. So I'm just Ski. I'm putting this in your shoes, okay? So you're like your lady rolls into bed. She puts the eye mask on. She's finally going to bed.
Thank fucking God.
You're like, all right, it's Saturday night. All right, let's turn on FS1. What do we got? Ooh, Arizona. Okay. I like Arizona. We're in the Palouse.
Ooh.
Arizona
in the
Palouse. Hang on, baby. Let me see what we got in this cabinet. Hang on. Papa Lude is coming to town. Hang on.
That's good. That's a good night.
The way you're just sinking into your bed as you watch Pac-12 After Dark. Just
some Tuatama to relax yourself. Some Willie Tuatama. Some Connor Halliday to take you into sweet slumber.
Gabe Marks with the catch all.
Oh man.
I will say, like, a quick aside before we get back to the movie. I think like our era generation, because we're more like cannabis heavy than, I'm not saying you, me, Ski, I'm just like, just as a whole,
yeah,
it's like a more cannabis heavy culture than other drugs. And I feel like we've realized that when you do some, you know, not necessarily saying marijuana is a downer, but it's certainly not an upper. No,
definitely not.
But like, I feel like most people realize like you can do that at late at night and it's you've picked the perfect vessel, whether it's a couch or a bed, because if you get too high, you just close your eyes and go to sleep. You're home.
Yep.
So like, we would do great with lewds, but like back then, people were doing that shit in the middle of fucking New York.
Yeah, out and about.
That's insane.
You're fucking hitchhiking across the country, popping some lewds.
Insane.
Exactly that. They hadn't been around them enough. We're educated. Like we were raised.
Our parents fought those.
They fought those battles for us. Yeah, totally.
We heard the war stories.
It sounds Quaaludes sound awesome though.
They do.
There's got to be some like old burnout hippies like storage unit. And he has some old 70s or 60s lewds stowed away somewhere.
I should put a Craigslist like
thing out there. Wanted.
Yeah, any Quaaludes?
You got anything laying around? Some dusty old dude brings you some.
Pay market value.
I think that thing's, you know, better than gold if you get old Quaaludes.
Probably.
I'm like, one of the regrets I have of my like 20s is like that I never tried ecstasy once. Like I would have preferred to have like tried it just to see, because I heard amazing things. Clearly, it's not something you want to like do on a regular basis, but like I heard amazing things. I heard it was great.
Got it. time and its place.
Yeah.
The weirdos that just like take some ecstasy to, as King would say, go to your kid's soccer game or some shit like that. Like,
that time
has
passed. That's something you do in your 20s. And that time has passed.
At the club. Got to be at the club doing that.
Yeah. And you go like rub against your friends or whatever. And like, exactly. Yeah.
I did it. Yeah. Have you ever done ecstasy, Ski?
Nope.
See, I did it once. The atmosphere was.
It's got to be perfect, right? Like
to call it a sex party would be grossly exaggerating, exaggerating. But there was some of that going on in some of the rooms, and I was just like, not my vibe.
Like a half-baked orgy you were involved in?
That's probably putting it too far, but like if I wanted to join, not because I'm special, just because I was there on drugs, I could have.
That's
sure.
But
that's
if you
part
didn't
of, that's
want,
just part of being at the orgy. You're there.
But it was like if you didn't want to, there was
part of ecstasy.
Plenty
too.
Of there was plenty of space for you to not do that and be with other people. Uh-huh. But you knew what was going on.
Can you brought up this story? And you got real defensive.
No, because I don't like it. No. Not my scene. Not my scene. Sex parties, not my scene.
Totally. But the ecstasy, gross. Like that's what that's. And not even that, just to like try it and go clubbing or something like that. And
yeah, see, that would have been fun. Yeah.
Would have had that experience. Yeah, but it's okay. It's all right. Yeah.
Missed that.
We missed the boat.
Yeah,
that 90s crank, man, just fell just short on that.
Yeah, I don't know. You
probably just go down to 99 and buy
it's not good. Yeah. It's not good now. I want 90s biker crank.
I think
what you
can still freebase heroin, Ski.
We don't want that.
I think you could still do
we
that.
We could. I'm sure if we brought $9 down to Four Corners, we could have a really good night.
You get some black tar down there.
There was something in the water in the 90s that just made that crank special.
Like a New York bagel. There's just something in the water about those 90s drugs.
The Willamette River was just a little more pure back in the 90s as it was now.
That's perfect. The New York bagel water is perfect. That's why the crust on the pizza tastes different.
There's fecal matter in it. Everyone knows it. Yeah. Okay, great selling point.
Oh boy. Let's see. So pimps is an ugly word. We would call ourselves love brokers. He was super obsessed with love brokers. Let's see. What else?
I was trying to figure out how much the first off the time frame that they were pimping.
Yeah.
And then how much money he was actually making. Because he had like 10 of those tins stubbed up in his cabinet. Like,
I'm glad you brought that up.
There were hundreds in there too. It wasn't like $5 bills.
I'm glad you brought that up because like I don't really truly understand what his financial system was. Like he had an Apple II. He definitely
had
that.
Cost like $20,000 back then.
That's expensive as shit.
That's the most expensive in this movie.
Exactly
that computer.
Exactly that. I know they're talking about like getting a stereo and a pin pad or whatever, but the fucking computer.
I got the computer. I spent by far the most.
Is there internet on this? Like, I thought the military only had this.
Right.
What? but he's like putting these calculations in there and he's doing the percentages and he's an old like broker guy or whatever. Yeah. So he knows money. He can move money. And like for some reason he puts cash in tins too. So I'm like, what are his calculations based on the money he's putting in these tins? And
if that his money or is that the pool
is that,
that
their
he didn't
money?
Give you, because he gives out the money to the ladies also.
He gives them their 80% or whatever.
90. I think he only took 10%. So that was his 10% cut on.
But then he was investing their money and ended up buying a burger place for them, which is like random as shit. But you know, whatever.
There was a lot in this movie that was kind of missing. I mean, the whole point of them being morticians in the morgue, they didn't do anything with bodies ever. Why? I know you want to set it in a place where you could run this business where people won't care.
Yeah.
But like utilize that to something. I mean, they try to do it like pull out like, and that the frat party, like there's a dead body in here and it's Clint Howard fucking some broad in there.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't do anything with the whole point of being morticians at the morgue.
Like that was definitely, by the way, a discussion they had together. The Howard brothers, they're like, hey, Can you get me in this movie? Oh, let me do this scene. Can I do this scene? Yeah.
It reminds me of the Always Sunny episode where Frank bankrolls the Lethal Weapon. He's like, all right, I just need the scene where I'm getting a hand job or banging some chick. I just need that scene. Everything else, you do it.
Exactly. Yeah, no, they and why would the night shift be the less busy
Should be
shift
the
in New
busiest.
York
That's where people
City?
are getting murdered
That's
in New
when
York.
people are getting murdered in New York City. Like the first scene of the movie was a perfect
Son of
example of
Sam
that.
worked at night. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
what I'm
exactly.
saying. Like killers don't usually do it in broad daylight. Last I checked.
The Bronx Zoo, the whole Yankees ethos was
Yeah.
built around New
Built.
York being dangerous at night.
Lord Tariq and Peter Guns couldn't exist without that.
Is that Steely
Steely
Dan?
Dan.
Yeah,
Black Cow. Yeah.
I'm, by the way, like that coming into my brain, I am so impressed with myself just now. Like
It's a
the fact
great
that I knew that
pull.
was Steely Dan.
A little Steely Dan pull.
I'm not necessarily asking for you guys to say that to me, but I'll say it to myself. I pat him a pat on the back. No, but like so the job thing, the morgue thing is clearly a thing that is just like a cool idea on paper. These like it's so they could describe it as a mild-mannered morgue attendant is assigned the night shift and hired and starts a prostitution ring out of a morgue. That's it. Like it, the morgue thing could have been like literally anything else, I
Yeah,
think.
I feel like it got away from them. Like they had this like great plot and stuff where like they set it up for 20 minutes and then just went away from everything. Just
Don't care.
we got to where we needed to be. They're pimps of this stable of like a dozen hooers,
Here's
and that's where we're at. Everything else doesn't matter anymore.
we have introduced Chuck and Bill. They know each other now. They know who they are. Belinda is now in this. We have introduced Charlotte. We're good to go. All right, we don't need any of the rest of that shit.
Everything else
But
doesn't matter anymore.
the like they introduce like a ball busting boss, and they never brought him back. Like they just had his nephew in the rest of the scenes. That was it. They had opportunities there for the ball busting boss, but it's probably better they went away from that. I think the prostitutes were more interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, even the two thugs that are trying to muscle in at the end, they could have utilized them more as opposed to just that one scene where it gives up.
That's good stuff, by the way. He's at the club, and like essentially the cops were like bored as shit and ready to go home, hating their jobs, and he's like, "Hey, you
Hands them a case, like
I know he's
a massive prostitution
a
ring.
prostitution ring being run out of a
Yeah.
morgue." it's beautiful. And they just so I'm a little curious about that too. We don't have a ton of time left, but like they get arrested and they have a lawyer, and the lawyer tells them that the city is embarrassed and the city just wants to make it go away.
Yeah, don't want to
Like,
embarrass Mayor Dinkins, as King brought up. It's
what?
embarrassing.
What? They get arrested for that for like a long time, and it's not the city's fault that these guys ran a prostitution ring out of there.
It
Like, they're
makes the
getting
city
arrested
it
for it.
makes the city look bad that they let it happen under their noses.
Okay. All right. That's true. That's true. The boss who I mentioned earlier never did actually check on them, like ever. Yeah.
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 I mean, they were using the city vehicle to transport prostitutes.
Yeah.
Like I said, they weren't ever going to on the job to get bodies.
Ever.
Ever.
Mom Donnie's New York.
I'm
That's
fucking Mam Danny.
I mean, they were delivering bodies
They were.
in a way. They were
Hey.
doing that. Yeah.
Yo, body
Yo.
counts.
Yeah.
I don't also I don't remember if I heard a did you hear any pricing for in this? Like what is 82 snatch going for?
No negotiations of any kind.
No.
All I heard was the Johns trying to take back their money. I
Yeah,
heard
they
that a
you didn't
lot.
I didn't
Yeah.
hear how much. Yeah, it
Yeah.
was
Which again, precursor to Grand Theft Auto, if you ask me. You're banging a
Yeah.
prostitute and then run them over with your car. It's
Get your
easy
money
way to
back.
get your money back. It's easy. Science, guys.
That game.
Science.
God.
Yeah. Hey, they're making another one. They've been making
By
it for
now,
like
my.
7 years. Yep.
Yeah.
And the other,
Yep.
yeah, like there's negative percent chance this movie could be made nowadays. Right? Because we don't.
No, probably not.
Well,
Yeah.
maybe by a streaming service.
You think, but everything's so online though. You don't like the idea of like a pimp now, unless they're on the streets.
Oh yeah.
Like they just you do it yourself, right? Like,
Define that. What do you mean, do it yourself?
you're social media now. You set up your own escort site, and then you do it, run it all online now. You don't
Gotcha.
need
Fair enough. Yeah.
someone to set up appointments
DMs.
for
Yeah.
you. Yeah,
DMs
exactly.
on OF. Yeah.
It'd be different. Maybe that's our next pivot, guys. Maybe we write a updated 2026 version of Night Shift. There you go.
Right.
There you go. All right.
App
Except for,
shift.
yeah, now that, like as King said, now as Mam Danny's in office,
Yep.
we could get
It's
away
easy.
with it again. We could do it.
All right, let's grade this. It is my movie. What should we grade it out of?
I think out of five this week, because there are five boroughs in New York.
Yep, five words in night, five letters in night, five letters in shift, five boroughs.
I think
Perfect.
they're charging $5 for a blowjob back then too, so I
For
think
a
it works.
beeger? For a
Yeah,
beej?
for
All right.
beige.
All right.
A BJ, sir, huh?
A BJ Armstrong.
BJ
Hey.
Armstrong, raining threes, raining something. I'm gonna give this a 3.5. I enjoyed this movie. It's not fantastic, but it is great. I enjoyed it.
3.65.
Strong. I'm just slight 3.75. You guys know I love the 80s.
Yeah.
I love saxophone solos that go 10
Oh, I
minutes
love the
long.
good saxophones. Yeah.
Gotta love a movie spending 10 minutes on a saxophone solo. It's
Yeah.
just
And maybe I gave this like a little bit of a boost because I know the people. You know what I mean? Like
that big
if it
thing.
was like
Big.
Andy Dick and Andy Milonakis, I probably wouldn't enjoy it as much, but
Whoa. Isn't Milonakis like 60? Didn't we find that out recently?
yeah.
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 That's crazy. I can't. I'm not. I don't know. I just don't
Anus
know.
and Andy, an
Yeah.
all-time great skit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. All timer.
Look it up, kids. Anus and Andy.